What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live. I hope you can hear me. Danny G, what's going on? What's up, Nags? What's the deal with Bakhtiari? I must have missed something. He was on the injury report yesterday with a back issue, and then today was not in pads during the padded practice. He was in street clothes. So we'll see. We'll see what's up with Bakhtiari. And it's interesting also because Alex Light was down the last game, who was nominally the backup tackle, with a wrist injury. So we'll see what the plan is, and we'll see how they go about protecting Aaron Rodgers in their home opener. Hello to everybody. What's wrong with U.S. Bank Stadium? Everything. Except for the one room where they have four people on the spectrum. That's pretty dope. What's up, Aaron from Nashville? Jeff, what's up? When do you think Jenkins would take starting role over Taylor? We will face some good front sevens coming up. Nick, yeah, starting on Sunday they will. Taylor's got to play better. No doubt about it. I wouldn't be surprised if they made the move during the game if he continues to struggle. It's too important keeping Rodgers upright. Can't live like they lived last Thursday night. Do they still do gamesmanship acts with division games? Smoke and mirrors. Matt, I do wonder if, you know, I don't think it would be so much that, you know, Bakhtiari's not hurt. I think he does have a back issue. But would they sit him out practice, et cetera, just to mess with the Vikings? I doubt that. Now, I do think he can very much not practice all week and then play on Sunday. I think he's played enough. He's a three-time All-Pro. He'll be okay. But it is concerning, especially with a back, which, you know, back issues tend to linger, tend to pop up again and again. So hopefully it's just precautionary and not a long-term concern, something that Matt LaFleur would not even address during his time with the media earlier this afternoon. I have that same shareholder frame. That's Corey Behnke's share right there. Next, thoughts on Mercedes Lewis timeshare moving forward. Do you think it expands? Joseph, I doubt it expands. That probably stays right about where we saw on Thursday night. They're definitely going to want to run a lot of two tight end stuff, which we saw on Thursday. I would think, if anything, it would probably, over time, over the course of the season, perhaps even shrink a little bit if Bob Tonyan gets a little bit more involved, which I think he needs to. Now, maybe that comes at the expense of Jimmy Graham, but I tend to doubt it. They're paying him a lot of money, and I got to think they'll keep him on the field because of it. As a Minneapolis transplant, sincerely, thank you for all your Vikings trolling this week. Well, I was put on this earth for no other reason than to troll the Minnesota Vikings. Man, 2-0 would be great. Ugh, you're not lying. When do I fly? I fly Saturday morning into the motherland. What do you expect them to bump Turner out to left tackle if Bakhtiari was out on Sunday? I think that's a very real possibility. We did see him run there a little bit during camp. I would prefer Alex Light, honestly, and everybody else stay. I hate when they start moving guys around if they are able to kind of just do a one-for-one. But Turner has played tackle. I do worry about him out there on the left side, but if he's their best option, that may be what they go to, putting Turner out there and then Jenkins at right guard. More annoying, the horn or the word skull? I will say, I would think, for me, it would be the horn. Skull, I can just ignore. But, like, when you're watching a game in that damn stadium and you go, shut up. It just burrows into your existence and sits there and festers like a malicious, repugnant virus. I just, ugh, I hate it. Who has the better secondary, Chicago or Minnesota? Whew, that's a push, probably. Man, that's tough. Probably Minnesota, but damn, Chicago's is really good. Better overall, Favre or Rodgers? Bart Starr. I think Allison will have a big game on Sunday. That's a possibility. I mean, it's all matchup driven, right? And I don't know how much we can expect his role to expand if they keep utilizing so many two tight end sets, then he's not on the field. And that's the thing. We don't really know yet. We don't have a lot of information to go by when it comes to LaFleur and how he wants to game plan and what the, you know, personnel usage is going to be like. So you're just kind of flying blind there. You know Davante Adams is going to play a lot, and you would suspect MVS is the second option. But after that, it's a real crapshoot. Uh, Packer transplants, Michael. Yes, as I said yesterday, and also put it out there on Twitter last night, transplants will be back. It's going through a bit of a transition at the moment. We basically had a client come in and take over our studio here at LiveX. And Corey was in Green Bay this whole week. We were going to do a remote version, but then I had a job for LiveX that I had to go do. Event. Sometimes bills got to be paid, and we know that you guys support transplants, and it will be back. Yeah, we're actually going to start being – we're going to be doing it in here. This is slowly becoming what used to be Corey's office is now being turned into a podcast slash radio slash broadcast room. So it will be back. It'll be back there. It'll be back next week for sure, 1,000%. Thank you for your patience. David, thank you so much for the super chat. And Bakhtiari, take my energy. David, we take your energy and we will transfer it over to David Bakhtiari. Thank you. Jack, thank you for the super chat. Skull is Icelandic way of saying cheers, another thing the Vikings stole. Well, you know, according to the Vikings, their PR group and in their little literature that they put out, the skull has been associated with the Vikings since like 1950, blah, blah, blah. So at least it's not a recent heist like the stupid chant thing they do. Would you rather have the Packers have a perennial top 10 defense or a top 5 offense? Whew. You know, back in the day, I would have said the top 5 offense. But now I'm not so sure. It's a good question. I don't know. No, Doc Bakhtiari didn't die. Relax. His back is hurt. And I'm just worried. What is LiveX? It is the production company that my co-founder at Cheesehead TV owns and runs. And that's where I work and draw my paycheck from. LiveX is a production company that does live streaming. It has for the last 10 years or so. And that's where we produce Packer transplants and all of our video content. Is Rodgers done for? No. Will we see more Ty Summers or the newly added inside backer? David, I think you'll see a lot more BJ Goodson. At least that's the impression you'll get from listening to Mike Pettin and Matt LaFleur this week. LaFleur particularly, I mean, did actually say, expect to see a lot of him. So it doesn't sound like Ty Summers will see a whole lot of action. I think it sounds like it'll be Goodson. Is Corey a good businessman? Must be. Jimmy, he owns a place here in New York, owns this baller production company, and owns a house across from Lambeau Field. I think he's doing something right. Hans, thank you for the super chat. Thoughts on LaFleur being blunt with the press? I think it's good to see an honest, transparent coach. I actually kind of liked his exchange when he talked about not talking about injuries. He said they're on the report. It is funny, though, because as Wilde pointed out in the press conference, he did say, I won't be talking about injuries until the regular season, when he shut down injury talk in training camp. Now the regular season's here. They're required to disclose via the injury report, but there is nothing that says he's got to talk about them. So it's a new world there in Green Bay. Which do you have to worry about more against the Vikings, the run or the pass? Oh, everything starts with the run. Everything they want to do goes through the run. You saw, I mean, that game against Atlanta was Mike Zimmer's fever dream. Run the football, barely throw it, play good defense, get turnovers, and, you know, salt the clock away in the second half by continuing to run the football. And that's how they want to play. Everything they want to do goes through that ground game. So I'm not sitting here saying you want to put your, you know, you want them throwing to Diggs and Thielen every down, because that's a dangerous way to live. But if there's one you want to worry about first, it's the running game. Joseph, thank you for the super chat, man. Nags, when you land, get 69 some solo cups and beer. I will endeavor to make sure that Bakhtiari is taken care of. Aaron, how freaking fast is Savage? My goodness, you see that breakaway speed. Haven't seen that since Nick Collins. Marcus, were you listening to my radio hit a little bit ago? I mentioned that exact thing. You know, that's why I think, you know, when you look at Dalvin Cook, the one great, not equalizer, because I think Cook is going to get his. He's super talented. But the one element the Packers defense has this year that it hasn't, especially the last few years, is Savage, is his speed, is his sideline to sideline ability. He's going to erase a lot of mistakes on that defense. It's not always going to be the answer. Not saying he's going to shut Cook down, but he is going to make some plays because of his speed and his really good diagnosing ability. You've already seen that. You saw that on Thursday night. You saw it throughout college. You saw it that first game in the pros where he played every single snap. I really think the Packers got themselves a player. You guys, anybody who's watched me throughout the offseason knows I really love him. I love that pick. I'm excited to watch him grow as a Green Bay Packer. How heavy do you believe the Packers will utilize the RPO on Sunday? I like that they worked it into their offense week one. Frank, it was interesting because like they were so unsuccessful with it as far as the passing version. You know, I mean, how many times was – I mean, at one point, Rodgers literally turned to throw an RPO, a PO that wasn't there. There was no human there for him to throw to unless he was expecting the tight end to release on a slant route or something. I mean – whoo, daddy. I love the RPO. It's great. It can be effective, but we saw it almost end in disaster there when they were trying to milk the clock at the end of the game after the interception. I just hope it's a little tighter, a little crisper. Jesse, thank you for the super chat. How is life going for you? It's busy. It's very, very busy. But thank you for asking. So few people do. Vitaly must play week two. I agree, Christopher. Well, he played week one. He just didn't get the ball a lot and didn't play a lot. But I think he should play more. I think they should utilize him in the passing game, and I hope we see a lot of it on Sunday. Is it just me, or have Rodgers' mechanics completely disintegrated? He plays so lazy now. Touchy subject, Thomas. It was funny. We did bring that up to him, the idea of mechanics, at his locker a couple years ago. And, you know, he made the quip about having all fundamentals helmets from his time in high school, blah, blah, blah. But to your point, lately, I ain't talking about high school. His mechanics have been all over the map, and it sure doesn't look like they've been, you know, worked on at all this offseason. I mean, you're a superstar, two-time MVP. What are you going to say? I don't know. But, it's not just you. Uncultured, thank you for the super chat, buddy. I love how you are triggering Vikings fans this week. Keep up the good work. I'm just here. I'm just a message from the Lord trying to do his work, man. Just trying to spread the good word. That's all. I am just a vessel. The Lord works through me. And the Lord, of course, is our savior, Green Bay Packers. Input by a professional. Why did Gary only get 6 snaps? Easing in or what? Very, very much, Marcus. And I wouldn't say I'm professional, but I said all offseason. Anybody who's watched me throughout the summer knows I've been saying it and saying it and saying it. You can expect, especially in light of the money they spent at outside linebacker, getting the Smiths on the field was always going to be priority number one. Those are guys who have ascended the last 4 years, coming into their own. You saw the start of what they're going to be doing in Green Bay. Gary can't afford to be brought along, and he's playing a completely different position than he played in college. He's being asked to do things he never was asked to do in his entire football career. It's a good thing that he only played 6 snaps. Now, would I prefer to see him play more and more and more each week? Absolutely. Do I hope he plays more snaps this week than Kyler Fackrell? Absolutely. But I think, you know, just getting his feet wet that first game was absolutely a good call. I like Tremont, but would really like to see Josh Jackson play his way into his snaps. And I don't know, man. At Tremont's expense? I ain't down with that. I mean, I like Josh, but, man, I like Tremont. Jesse, do we have a beer sponsor yet? Nope, not yet. Talking to a couple, but we got a guy for that. How underrated is Adrian Amos? I don't know, Daniel. I think most people who, you know, opinions that matter, that I trust, I think they rate him appropriately. It's always what I, you know, whenever anybody asks underrated, overrated questions, it's always the same answer. It's who's doing the rating. You know, if you're listening to a summer's worth of Bears fans on Twitter, you know, yeah, always totally overrated. Well, yeah, of course, because he just left. But yeah, I think most people, most intelligent football people know he's a really talented guy and he's a good fit for what Green Bay wants to do on defense. So that's all that really matters, right? A mustache would be nice. That's a good idea. Gary looked better than expected? I don't know about that. I thought he looked about what we've seen throughout camp. I don't think there was anything big surprise. Has Aaron Rodgers lost something on his deep ball? That throw at the end of the half looked like it had less than previous years. Mike, I don't think there's any doubt. I don't think you can say that he hasn't lost a little bit as far as arm strength goes. I think that's natural given his age. We saw the same thing happen with Favre. I remember how touchy Favre got when Aaron came along, and Aaron could throw it harder and farther and blah, blah, blah. And Favre got defensive. It's, oh, I could do it when I was his age, blah, blah, blah. I think you couple the age with, you know, coming back from two broken clavicles, one on the throwing shoulder. I think it's only natural, right? I mean, it's still, the guy can still throw it like a god. He just doesn't have the same kind of mustard on it that he did when he was 10 years younger. Is the Vikings secondary ripe to be beat or taken advantage of? I wouldn't go that far. I think they're super talented and will be a definite challenge, but I think it will be interesting to see how LaFleur tries to challenge them and go after them, and you got to work Devontae free somehow. I think Rhodes will be on him all over the place, as Rodgers called it yesterday at his locker, star coverage, meaning he works both sides. It goes wherever Devontae goes. You got to do something to free him, though. Free him up, whether it's rub routes, get putting him in motion, whatever you got to do, running from the slot. I don't care. You got to get Devontae involved. He's a big part of what they should be doing in the passing game, and I hope it starts this week. Should we sign Eric Berry for depth at safety / nickel, or simply not worth it? Not worth it at all. You'd have to move somebody off the team. You've got, he doesn't play special teams, or probably wouldn't. You've got, I think, decent depth there with Raven Green. I don't think that's a move that they need to make. Did you see the new J.K. Scott t-shirt, Game Changer? I did, and I ordered one for Corey. No, I didn't do that, but I did see the t-shirt. It's fun. I'm glad this kid's getting some due, you know? He had a hell of a game Thursday. I hope he punts a whole hell of a lot less on Sunday, though. Aaron, can we get a weekly score from Aunt Gert? yeah, sure. Let's see what we can do. Do you think you spend too much time with football? Who let this person in the chat? What are you talking about? There's no such thing as too much football. I can't even believe I read that with my own eyes. I can't believe my eyes aren't bleeding from reading it. God bless Bart Starr. It's probably the best comment I've ever gotten on one of these chats. I think a lot of the Vikings win had to do more with the overall bad Falcons team. That O-line is atrocious. I will say they did succumb to kind of the cascade of issues at the beginning of the game. I mean, literally the very first play, they go play action, and Matthews is late out of his stance, doesn't block Barr, who sacks Matt Ryan on the very first play. And then from then on, it was just like, so they're behind the sticks, and then they get the punt blocked. It's a short field. They allow the touchdown. Next drive, Ryan throws the interception. Another drive, touchdown. And then it's 14-0. And the Vikings are completely in control. And that place, I got to tell you, is insanely loud. Like, if you haven't been there, it is, like, deafening and painful. You're like, your head hurts from the noise when it gets, like, when that crowd gets going. So, yeah, it was just a complete series of unfortunate events for the Falcons. I think they're better than they showed, but that game got away from them quick, and there was no getting back after that. Everyone, please become a patron. Well, that's very nice of you to say. Please, if you do support what Cheesehead TV does, if you like what we do, please go to patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. All we ask is $5 a month to support everything we do. It includes the chats, Packer transplants when it returns, what I do with the radio gig, which, by the way, don't forget, after the game on Sunday, I will be at Stadium View in Green Bay doing the postgame show live there with Drew, with KB. We'll be talking everything and anything having to do with the game, the Packers, etc. So if you're in Green Bay, come on by, say hi, or at least, you know, have a beer and listen. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. I'm really excited to do it live across the street from the stadium. Are you going to bring back Twitter questions? I mean, Thomas, people tweet me questions all the time. I try to answer when I can, but maybe I'll do a little bit more drinking and tweeting where I just answer questions at the bar, because Lord knows I'm at the bar enough. I feel like Rodgers has been short arming throws in the flat for a while, thinking back to Seattle last year. Yeah, he has been. And it's, you know, there's no follow through. Look at his footwork. It's all in the footwork. It's all in the legs. That's where quarterbacks get their power. And he's doing so much sidearm stuff, so much kind of off the back foot. Yeah, you saw it on Thursday when he had that one skip off Jimmy Graham's foot. It was almost a fumble slash interception. You know, yeah, I agree. But clearly LaFleur can't say anything because nothing's changed in that regard, at least judging by what we saw on Thursday. So he is, man. Yes, drink and tweet is the best. I don't know about all that. What's up with the headset? I just wanted to have better audio for all my radio hits, which I just got done with. And if you were unaware, if you go to the website, all of these chats, whether it's a Packers Daily or whether it's an Extra Cheese, they are saved as a podcast now. So I just wanted to make sure, I just want to, you know, up the game a little bit and have a little better audio for you guys. More iconic, Ticket King or Raji? Well, I'll tell you what, Dustin, if BJ Raji could provide you with tickets to every Packers game, whether home or away, and had been around since 1992, physically located across from Lambeau Field and available at cheeseheadtv.com, it'd probably be BJ Raji. But since Ticket King is the one who has all that, it's definitely Ticket King. Joe, thank you for the super chat. Would it be a wild claim to say Adams is top five? No. No, it would not. Now, of course, with rankings, it all depends who's doing the rankings, what are the criteria, what do they like, what do they dislike, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I've seen these flame wars all week with Vikings fans and Packers fans talking about Adams not being top five, which is ridiculous. And the idea that he can't be a top five wide receiver, he's absolutely a top five wide receiver. You talk to any corner in the NFL, they'll tell you the same thing. I mean, hell, was it Tyrann Mathieu said he's like the best route runner in the league? Come on. And I mean, he made Ocho Cinco cry because his releases and route running is so good. I mean, come on. Is Kumerow going to get snaps this game? Yeah, that's a good question, Ethan. It goes back to what we were talking about with Geronimo Allison. It's really hard to say without knowing what the game plan is going to be. We don't have tendencies to work off of with LaFleur and his personnel usage. So I want to say yes, because I love Kumerow and I'd love to see him do a Lambeau leap, get some plays under his belt, get some production going. But, you know, I say all that and I'll watch him have like one snap. Who knows? Let's sign Ocho Cinco. That's a really good place to leave it. I am going to jump, everybody. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. It's incredible. We got 380 people hanging out on a Thursday afternoon chatting Packers. Can't thank you guys enough for tuning in, for joining me in these chats and reading the stuff on the website, following along on Twitter. Really means a lot. Make sure you're following us on all the social channels. And like I said, subscribe, you know, to what we do here on this channel. Try to give you guys updates every day. Can't thank you enough for following along. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.